Hi, I'm Secretary of State Mark Martin, and welcome to This Week in Arkansas History. You may never have heard of one of the most remarkable soldiers in the Civil War. She recruited a regiment in Arkansas and worked as a Confederate spy in the North and South. That's right, she. Loretta Velasquez was the daughter of a wealthy Cuban trader and was educated in New Orleans. When the Civil War broke out, she begged her husband to let her accompany him to war. When that didn't work, she disguised herself as a man. She came to Arkansas and gathered a regiment of volunteers. Velasquez fought at the First Battle of Manassas and the Battle of Ball's Bluff. Later in Tennessee, she fought at the Battle of Shiloh. She was on burial detail there when she was injured by an exploding shell. An army doctor discovered her true gender, and that was the end of her fighting days. But she continued operating as a spy, alternately as a man and as a woman. Velasquez is thought to have died in 1897, but many of the details of her life are uncertain. We do know that she was a fearless woman who lived an extraordinary life. Join me next week for more Arkansas history.